Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureau's podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and welcome to The Bistro. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola. The holiday shopping season is definitely here and Black Friday is quickly approaching. Thanks to helpful new technology and online shopping options, consumers today are smarter, savvier, more informed, and that has retailers rethinking their strategies for the holiday season. Today, we're sharing these strategies with you so you can be even wiser and stay on top of the trends when checking off your gift-giving list this year. Our guest today is shopping and retail expert with BlackFriday.com, Sarah Hollenbeck. Thank you so much for joining us, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me, Elaine. I'm really excited.
Yeah, me too. This is an exciting time of year, and who doesn't love to shop, right?
Exactly.
So, Sarah, can you take us back? What day, first of all, does Black Friday fall on this year? And then can you give us a little bit of history behind the term Black Friday?
Yeah, so this year, Black Friday falls on November 23rd. It's always the day after Thanksgiving. The term actually originated in Philadelphia back in the 60s. Back then, accounting records were kept by hand, so they would mark stores as being red or black, meaning red when they weren't being profitable and black when they were. So as retailers began to notice that after Thanksgiving is when a lot of people started shopping for Christmas gifts, they realized that they could draw in even bigger crowds by slashing prices. So this kind of turned Black Friday into what it is today, as all the stores began to turn black, if you will, after the Thanksgiving holiday.
Cool history behind it. And tell us, how has it evolved through the years?
Yeah, so over the years, the sales have gotten bigger and spanned over a larger period of time. Retailers offer sales that can span up to a week, which is why you'll see many people now refer to it as Cyber Week. What started as two individual sale days has now morphed into this pre- and post-day sale week, with some sales even being recycled and marketed as a last chance deal a couple of days after Cyber Monday. And with the ability to shop both in store and online, consumers are totally fine with this longer sale period because they can purchase their gifts no matter where they are or what day it is.
Right. You don't feel so stressed to do it on the actual Black Friday, because there's other opportunities. You know, I'm curious, as a shopping and retail expert, what has your research shown about consumer behavior just in general?
Yeah, so year over year, we've seen that consumers are well-informed, they're strategic, and they're really comparison shoppers. Every single year, they get smarter and smarter. So no matter where they're shopping, consumers aren't just clicking on the lowest price when it comes to Black Friday and Cyber Monday. They're considering all their options before making a purchase. And our survey even showed that the quality of the product is a top factor in deciding when and where to purchase something. And this actually even comes before lowest price, because consumers would rather pay more for an item that will last than pay less for something that they're going to have to replace in a couple of years.
Sure, that makes sense. And, you know, you mentioned that today's shopper is so much more informed. Why do you think that is? And what exactly is helping them craft their strategy when shopping?
Yeah, today's shopper is smarter because of the myriad of technology and information that they have at their fingertips. Not only do they have access to thousands of retailers from anywhere in the world, they also have a community of online reviewers and experts that will offer them advice for how to shop smarter. So year over year, we've seen more shoppers holding off on purchases until they are able to do research, because they don't want to waste their time or money on a product that might not be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And because of this convenience of technology, it doesn't even take that long to look up a quick review or see if there's a lower price at another store. So there's no reason that consumers wouldn't be doing this extra research, because it only benefits them.
Sure. And they've probably learned over the years, you know, compared to shoppers of the past, that, you know, if someone says this is the last deal, it's often not the last deal. Is that right?
Yeah. There's definitely a shift in the distrust of like retailers and big companies and things like that. I think a few years ago, consumers really would have believed companies when they said that they're offering like the lowest prices of the year. But shoppers know that nowadays that's not always the case, that big retailers and companies are going to kind of say whatever they can to get you in the door. So they want to do their own research to get a wide variety of opinions instead of trusting kind of the marketing that these bigger retailers put out just to try to make money.
Sure. I can personally attest to that, too. And so today's savvy consumers, basically, they're just not falling for those, quote, midnight doorbusters anymore. In fact, your BlackFriday.com data shows that 68% of those polled plan to shop Black Friday sales online. What other insights can you share from your 2018 holiday gifting survey?
Our survey showed a lot of really interesting data on consumers, and the online shopping is bigger than ever before, but no matter which day consumers plan to shop, they're actually going to be looking for the same type of items. Our survey showed that consumers are more interested in deals on clothing and tech, both of which have an abundance of deals throughout Cyber Week. And one other thing that was really interesting is that more consumers plan to shop on Black Friday than on Cyber Monday, and will spend about $57 more than they will on Cyber Monday. While as many people might not be shopping in store, they are actually spending more on Black Friday.
Got it. Okay. And so with Black Friday coming up, as you mentioned, November 23rd, based on your consumer surveys throughout Black Friday, through BlackFriday.com, what other specific predictions can you share about the ways that the smart and savvy consumer will research, compare, and shop this year? And kind of to follow up, how does the retail giant Amazon fit into consumer decisions?
So by the beginning of November, over half of consumers, about 56%, have already started their holiday shopping. Some even started as far back as late September. And that's because a lot of retailers are trying to entice customers to shop earlier and earlier. So consumers are starting their browsing early to watch prices on whatever items that they have on their list. That way they actually know when a good deal is coming up. Plus, there are a lot more pre- and post-Cyber Week deals to take advantage of, meaning that consumers have a lot longer period to shop than in the years past.
Okay. Yeah, tell me about Amazon, because I know most people are very well aware of Amazon, and you can kind of check prices there and everything. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I think something that people might come to understand from our survey that it might seem odd that a majority of consumers won't start shopping until early December for Christmas or for Christmas gifts and things like that. It makes sense when you consider where they're going to be shopping. Amazon has reigned supreme in the holiday shopping category because of its fast shipping and low prices, and consumers have really taken notice. Our survey respondents believe that Amazon will be home to the best deals on both Black Friday and Cyber Monday, with 24% even admitting that they always check prices on the retail giant before making a purchase anywhere else.
Got it. Well, we've noticed a trend of ads dropping earlier and earlier every year. And even in the stores, I mean, you go in stores and you see the holiday decorations up and it's not the holidays yet. So we know it's happening earlier and earlier. What are your overall Black Friday ad predictions? And specifically, also, can you share some ad scams that consumers should be aware of?
Yeah, so a few less exciting retailers and smaller retailers definitely started really, really early, like in early October. They were releasing ad scans and holiday books and toy books and things like that. But now that we're getting closer to the holiday season, more and more bigger retailers have released their scans. Late October and early November, we'll see the release of some of the big ones like Kohl's, Target, Macy's, and Walmart. Costco actually just released their Black Friday scan a few days ago. So we're definitely starting to see the bigger retailers hop on board. But Amazon and eBay, as is their tradition, will keep their ads a mystery until a couple of weeks before Black Friday to kind of draw up hype and to just make sure that their competitors aren't going to be matching those same prices.
Sure. Are there any particular ad scams that consumers should be aware of? I don't know if it's different from years past, but just in general.
Well, they need to definitely look at the fine print on the ad scans because some might not be available throughout the entire Cyber Week. It might only be a Black Friday or a Cyber Monday specific deal. And a lot of them are deals that are contingent off of some other deal. So if you, some of the times if you spend a certain amount of money, then you will get this price on this product. And a lot of people don't necessarily go in and read that fine print. So they'll get to the store ready to buy their item and realize that they needed to buy four or five other things to be able to get that price. So they definitely need to make sure that they read the whole ad scan so that they know exactly what they need to do to take advantage of that deal.
Yeah, great advice. Reading the fine print, always good thing to do. Well, as we have very well noted, consumers in general are just savvier, they're smarter, they're more informed, and they also want transparency. How are retailers adjusting to meet these demands, and how are consumers responding?
Consumers are craving transparency from retailers, and we've seen this need increase steadily over the past year. Social and political transparency issues from companies have definitely taken a front seat, especially in this past year. But consumers also want openness and honesty when it comes to prices, inventory, and manufacturing. For example, they want to know if the items they are buying are ethically made. They want to know how much stock a store has of a certain item so they don't waste their time looking for something that's already been sold out. And they don't want to be tricked with any added fees at checkout. So retailers are responding to this need by staying open online, primarily on social media. They're giving their customers an inside look at their employees and factories to better communicate their practices. And some are even committing to an unphotoshopped advertisement and no gimmick sales to earn their shoppers' trust. And it's definitely working. One great example of this is Aerie. It's a relatively new brand in the lingerie scene and is already giving longstanding Victoria's Secret a run for their money. And it has a lot to do with the promotion of real women's bodies and decently priced items.
Yes, I've seen some of those ads myself. And I hear what you're saying. They kind of appeal to people's interest in just being transparent and not seeing Photoshop things out there. And, you know, just things that people can really relate to. Makes people, you know, love the brand for those reasons. So now we're here for some of the good stuff. Sarah, what are some of the hottest Black Friday items that you can share this year?
Tech and toys are always the hottest item during Black Friday, and for good reason, as they usually host the biggest discounts and are the top items consumers, both old and young, are hoping to buy this year. TVs are a classic Black Friday buy, and 4K TVs are actually going to be one of the hottest items of the season. Other tech that will dominate this year is smart home devices such as speakers, cameras, and doorbells. Other smart tech that might not be as hot but are still going to be offering really great deals are tablets and e-readers. They're actually going to hit a low that's only seen about once or twice a year. And toys are another great category, especially for Black Friday. And they have a few repeat items and classics in the mix when it comes to the top toys of the season. The Wowie Fingerlings are taking the top spot once again, and they're even bigger than they were the year before.
Oh, boy.
They're still a really big deal by the next year, which is kind of surprising with kid toys. It always feels like it changes every single year completely.
Yeah.
But those are definitely going to be very hot items, and you're going to want to buy the toys as soon as you see it. For most things, you kind of want to wait out the sales and check and make sure you're getting the lowest prices. But with these hot toys, they're going to get scooped up and sold out very, very quickly. So you definitely want to buy it as soon as you see it.
I can attest to that as well, Sarah. Those Fingerlings were so popular last year. I have three kids. They all kept mentioning them. They were on their list to Santa. They were nowhere to be found. And luckily, a good neighbor bought extra. And I was able to buy them from her. Okay, good to know. That's going to be a hot item. So when you see it, you should buy it before they're gone. Well, Sarah, this has been a really insightful and a fun conversation, too. Can you share just a few tips for our listeners so they can make the very most out of their holiday shopping experience this year?
To make smarter purchases this year, consumers definitely need to start early. They need to know ahead of time exactly what they're looking for and then keep an eye out on the top retailers' prices on those items. If they watch specific retailers over a longer period of time, they can get a good idea of the rotation of sales that each store usually follows, meaning that they'll be able to know when the lowest prices come around. And it's also really important to keep an eye out on different retailers' social platforms, because they're trying to get more customers engaged. They'll be offering exclusive coupons and gifts to audiences that tune into those certain platforms. Shoppers should make sure to sign up for email lists and follow their favorite stores on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera, to make sure that they can take advantage of every available discount. They should also bookmark their favorite deal sites. Some such as offers.com will aggregate a bunch of different coupons for every specific retailer. So that way they're sure they're not missing out on any available deals.
Awesome. Great tips. Really appreciate it. And we want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today on The Bistro. Sarah, can you share your website with us so people can hear more information and see more information like what you shared with us today?
Yeah, our website is www.blackfriday.com. We publish a myriad of savings tips on our blog, as well as the latest ad scans and roundup of the top deals. So there's definitely a lot of different ways that you can make sure you're prepared for Black Friday shopping with our site.
Excellent. Well, thank you again so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Well, the Better Business Bureau is deeply committed to building and advancing a better marketplace, a trusted marketplace for all, because trust always matters. For the Better Business Bureau and as your host of The Bistro, I'm Elena Spinola, and I thank you for listening. You can hear all the episodes on iTunes. Just search The Bistro. Until next time, it has been my pleasure discussing better business and holiday shopping trends with you.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com, and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.